Bonjour mes amis, bonjour, c'est encore pour une autre édition de notre programme connu comme la Tasse de Café pour vendredi matin le 25 de juin. Comment ça va mes amis? Et bienvenue à écouter KVPI AM 1050, KVPI FM 92.5. On a pris stream notre signal dessus notre internet website, oldies925.com. Et quatrième moyen, tu peux écouter tout notre programming est sur votre cell phone. Le numéro pour appeler est 381-200N. Et ça, c'est Martel Ardouin, Mark Lane et mon partenaire Charlie Manuel ici pour commencer à prendre votre téléphone calls. Les deux lignes de téléphone sont ouvertes à 363-2N24. Notre programme est présenté à vous comme un service par Dagashi Building Materials, K&B Grocery, Jerry's Furniture, B&S Grocery, Assured Home Medical, Vaughn Nouvelle, Blake's Pharmacies, Family Hair and Gifts, Chapman's Dirt Sand and Gravel, Brown's Furniture Showplace, Ardouin's Funeral Home et Ardouin's Salvage Store. Et les deux lignes de téléphone est ouvert à Stud à 363-2N24. Si tu as un compte, un comment, une question, comment tu dis un mot en français ou en anglais, c'est tous des bons sujets pour share avec nous autres en ce matin sur la Tasse de Café. Comment ça va, Charlie?
Hey, Mark, ça va? Ça va à la grande?
Wow, ça c'était des nouvelles.
Ah, oh, mais là, il y en avait plus. On aurait pu dire pas dessus ça. Mais je vais te dire qui, donc? On va rester avec.
Et t'as un mot du jour, Charlie?
Mais je crois que j'en ai un. Je suis ça ici. Ça, c'est... Et toi, tu vas connaître. Ça va être un easy one.
All right.
Stick.
Un bâton.
Right. Mais il y a quelque chose d'autre. Une baguette.
Un baguette, yeah.
Bois.
Un bois ou du wood, hein?
Yeah, but it says bois right here. And stick pin.
A stick pin?
Yeah. It's in the same paragraph on this. An épinglette. Okay. A stick of gum.
Don't know.
And palette de gum.
Uh-huh. I've never heard that one. A palette.
A stick used to beat the washing, which we don't do anymore.
Is that le boiteuse?
Batoir.
Yeah, batoir.
And how about a walking stick?
Don't know.
And con. Okay.
Well, you just full of words this morning.
I don't want to see. How about burning a log or a stick?
Burning a log? Something in bush?
I'm going to say tison.
Tison.
Or tisonnier.
Tisonnier.
And this over here, it says the sticks. You know, you can pick up the sticks and burn the sticks. Ça dit Fordoche.
Come in there. I've never heard.
I've
heard of the town called Fordoche, but I've never heard.
But now there's another word, stick, besides that now.
What other word?
Well, you're going to stick something. It's the same word, but it's got a different meaning.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get into that. We're
getting deep now, Charlie.
We're going to leave it as the wooden stick.
C'est bien cool.
We leave it as a wooden stick on here. Comme dit Bob, stick might get sticky. Bien coulant. Après, on va dire, c'est assez pour aujourd'hui. Hey, Mark, toi, Jim, c'est passé un bon temps, mercredi, j'ai compris.
Oh, ouais.
Ça ici, en soit, on va avoir de l'agrément aujourd'hui par-dessus ça. Et je te peux annoncer, le festival de viande bouconnée, la bouconne va voler.
It's hard to believe it's already the 18th, Charlie. The 18th, already.
I'll tell you what, I've been there for every one of them.
I know, you've been there since number one.
Oh, this and that.
It has really grown, and our congratulations go out to all of the VVA members for putting on such a wonderful festival. And in fact, we'd like to invite them. Maybe we can get Tommy or maybe Freddie or anybody from the organization there, or JD, to give us a call, to give us a little preview of what to expect. Huh?
I've extended that invitation during the week. to Freddie, but Freddie was telling me, right now they're putting the wrapping, the preparation.
Well, I know they're busy.
On this up here, but he said maybe Tommy might be able to get
it. So Tommy's listening. Now we did the interviews, we can get him back on the air.
Ça va, la poussière va voler, mais la boucan va voler aussi bien. Il y a quelqu'un sur la ligne?
Oui!
Bonjour, qui tu parles?
C'est Charlie McFarlane qui parle. Comment c'est Charlie
McFarlane? En parlant du job, il est là.
Hi, Charlie. Question for y'all.
All right.
French translation. How do you say patriotism, good food, and good music in French?
La viande bouconnée.
You got your festival de la viande bouconnée.
Right.
Dog.
You didn't think I knew that one, huh?
I'm just picking up. That's great, guys. I really appreciate y'all inviting me on to give the listeners a little heads up on what's going on. Of course, I've done a great job all week long, the last couple of weeks, promoting the festival. But today is the day. It starts this afternoon.
Everything's in order. Are y'all ready to go, Tommy?
We're ready to go. They finished up the tents yesterday. Everything's set up. And as soon as I get through with visiting with you guys, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to start placing people that will start getting up, setting up their booths. The bandstand's up. It's all good right now.
And what time will the gates open up for people wanting to get there early?
The gates open up at 4:00.
4:00.
At 4:00, we try to shoo everybody out. Hopefully, it'll be all set up by then, and the gates open, so we get a little crowd control going, and let people wander around and take a look at everything going on. I'm sure there'll be people cooking early this afternoon. In fact, I know that. I've talked to some already, so there'll be some food early on this afternoon. So when the music gets started, there'll be full of energy to go dancing on the floor.
I don't.
So ready or not, here we come.
It's coming. It's here.
And, again, repeat to me what you had told me on the interview show, Tommy. How many different groups of people are going to be participating in that big cook-off tomorrow?
Well, we have right at 40 cooking booths at 4 inches apiece. That's 100 and potentially 160 food dishes that the judges have to contend with. I feel for them, but the judges are excited. Those of you who saw the insert in the Gazette yesterday, they have a list of all the judges in there. Some pretty good folks in there know what they do, and I think we'll have an excellent set of judges to look at all the contestants this year.
But Tommy, I'll tell you one thing. I'm just very, very happy with my job.
Yeah, me too, because it'd be hard. You might have to sip a little wine between dishes to clean the palate, and 160 dishes, I don't know if I can make it to the last one, Charlie.
No wonder Tom Bonchet comes floating around on the ground.
Yeah, he's excited. I was with him yesterday morning, and he's all fired up to come over here, as he usually is. Tom's a good friend of the festival, and he loves Bill Platt and KBTI, and he talked about it quite a bit. He asked how you two guys were doing. He sends his regards.
He might be listening right now because I know he's called us before, so Tom might be listening.
Well, I kind of put a little bug in his ears. Maybe he might give you all a call if he's driving back to Crowley after his broadcast this morning. So maybe so.
Tom,
put that bug in his ear, so he might be calling. I hope he does.
Tom, are you guys going to have a little bit of red pop in case people get thirsty tomorrow?
It's there. The Fort Rouges are in place.
All right, Tommy. We appreciate it, and the best of luck to everybody.
And we'll be there broadcasting live beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for all of the opening ceremonies and a good part of the afternoon, too, Tom.
Well, great. Looking forward to seeing both you guys, and I appreciate the help y'all give us putting this thing on. We really appreciate it. Thanks a whole bunch.
We'll be there.
All right.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
All right.
Our good friend Tommy McFarland with the VVA and the Smoked Meat Festival. Oh. Sound like you got everything lined up, Charlie.
Well, according to what I heard, yes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Freddie is the president of the festival. JD is the president of the VVA. So they joined teams on this. And they've got Tommy to help coordinate things. And they've got their act together.
Absolutely. After 18 years, they got it down, I think, to a science. And not Paul.
All right. Hey, bonjour. Que tu parles?
Très bonjour, Charlie.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Ah, mais mieux que ça serait des bêtises.
Mais je connais ce que tu veux dire.
Tu es au sucre.
Oui, mais et toi, ça va peut-être tourner en sirop, ouais.
non, parce que je passe pas d'aller et eux, ça va pas chaud.
Tu vas pas aller en festival de viande bouconnée?
Non.
Mais ça va pas faire chaud à soir. All right. Quel a posé là ce matin?
Well, c'est comme on voit que le festival est en train de prendre place, c'est tôt. Et il y a eu un tas d'ouvrages de fait pour mettre ça en place.
Uh-huh.
Et soit que tout va aller comme il faut et que ça sera sombre.
Right.
Et qu'il y aura un tas de bon temps.
Oh, je crois qu'il y en a plein du bon temps qui va se passer dessus.
Mais si Tom Blanchet vient pour Judge et manger, il aura un tas de bouchées de manger pour prendre.
Ah oh, ouais, mais lui, il est là, puis écoute.
Il a un appétit.
Il y a une semaine, il a arrêté de manger pour être sûr qu'il aurait un bon appétit.
Oh, c'est comme ça.
Ah, oh, puis ouais.
Mais toi, tu vas pas dire ça?
Oh, non. Moi, j'ai mon job à moi-même.
Oh.
Non.
Mais tu vas manger, non?
Oh, je vais manger.
Il va simple.
Mais je ne vais pas goûter tous les intrus qui va sortir. Non?
Oh, que Marc va manger ou s'il va juste quitter?
Marc va emprunter.
Parce que Marc est fan. C'est un moyen, je comprends là.
Oui, mais on ne
sait pas. C'est bon pour le week-end, pas sur le week-end.
Oh, pas sur le week-end et je ne te blâme pas.
Tu n'as pas compris ce que j'ai dit? Ils vont emprunter.
It's okay to cheat a little bit once in a while, sir.
There you go.
I cheat every weekend.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Mais, va dire qui? Si là, tu n'es jamais venu à la vie plate, ils vont être surpris parce que quand ils vont venir, ils vont avoir un bon temps. Ça va revenir back encore.
Oui. And talking about something serious now. The extension to the Civic Center. Has that been completed or what?
It's just about complete. I think that they're not very far from having it all wrapped up.
That's a good deal.
That's a monster building there.
It's a beautiful building.
So there is a building.
It's a pavilion, yeah. It's a second pavilion.
It's an open building.
Mm-hmm.
You've ever passed by the Civic Center, you see that the big high-rise roof.
I haven't passed by there lately.
Yeah, good. You can't miss it.
Yeah,
ça c'est pour sûr.
Somebody blew the right strings and got things done.
Well, there's our senator and representative at the time.
Whoever it was, are to be congratulated. And Mark is certain that you'd be congratulated for the fine job he's doing as manager of KVPI.
And I agree. I did not pay him to say that now, Charlie. I did not pay him to say that.
No,
thank you.
You did not.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
It was a heartfelt belief.
Well, good. We appreciate the compliments
we'll
you give.
We'll take all the compliments.
So y'all have a good time. And by the way, that French program on, not necessarily the French, but the program on the AM side, all of that good music and so on, keep it up.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Audley.
Okay, y'all have a good day, and may the good Lord bless one and all.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Bye-bye.
All right. It's, you know, it's time I talk about
it. Yes, sir.
Something
take a break.
But something else besides all what's going on around here and everything else, and tell you about Brown's Furniture.
Okay.
The Brown's Furniture, c'est dans les plates, juste entre les branches de location, ils sont dans le sud-ouest de la Louisiane, à Jasper Fontenoy, ses deux garçons, Jody et Jamie, vont vous inviter de shop avec nous autres, c'est l'un des plus vieux furniture stores dans le sud-ouest de la Louisiane. Nous autres, ça connaît comment traiter le monde, ça connaît comment avancer les prix, et aussi l'autre va être capable de forward des succès ici. Ça fait, on vous invite de venir et puis shop avec nous autres. Comme ici, dans la vie plate, vous pouvez venir et puis shop avec Kenny Fontenoy, Didier Hôtel et Jasper et Jody. Tout le monde sont là pour vous, pour être à votre assistance de Suicide. Ils ont des fameux noms pour vous choisir. Ils ont des bons bargains, ils ont des bons prix, ils ont des termes de finance. Et si vous payez ça par mois, ça fait en sorte qu'ils sont là pour aider à le monde. This is, I see, the Nimpy shop of egg. The Brown's Furniture, ici de Norvipod, et là, ils ont une location à Unis, à Banquise, la Puissance et Lafayette. Okay, Mark.
All right, Charlie, a couple of interesting things here that we got off the internet. An auction of memorabilia from the Roy Rogers Museum. They've closed down. Remember the Roy Rogers Museum at its home in California? They're getting ready to auction off all of the memorabilia at Christie's Auction House, July 14th and 15th. 300 lots of pictures, stage costumes. Do you remember the little Jeep on his TV show?
Yeah.
What was it called? Nellie Bell. What did they call Nellie Bell?
Something like that.
Yeah, well, the actual Jeep that was used on Roy Rogers' TV show is going to be auctioned off. Their famous Pontiac, 64 Pontiac Bonneville convertible that was customized. And they're even going to be auctioning off his horse.
Trigger.
Trigger. Remember that he had...
Auction off Trigger.
In fact, I always thought the horse was stuffed and put in the museum, but it says his hide was stretched and preserved over a plaster cast of the animal. The estimated value of Trigger is between $100,000 and $200,000. So they're going to be auctioning off Trigger, his car, the Jeep, costumes, pictures. So if you're a Roy Rogers fan, you need to participate in this auction.
So they're liquidating.
Yeah, which is really sad because I know he had a very famous museum near his home in California.
Every good thing must come to an end, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Hey, c'est ton chari pour le K&B Grocery, c'est de la vie plate. Tu connais, on parle de la boucane, va voler pour le festival de viande bouconnée. C'est une bonne place pour vous aller en K&B Grocery, ici de la vie plate. Ça, c'est une bout du ouest de Lincoln Road, la place, you say, Carrie Bucket, pour vous offrir des bons sélections de la viande fraîche, la viande bouconnée, des spéciales coupes de viande et tout ça. Si vous avez un spécial coupe de viande, vous pouvez les appeler d'avance à 363-0644 363-0644 et vous êtes moins plus que content d'être à votre service. Et là, ça vous offre des saucisses fraîches tous les jours et ils ont quatre différentes qualités de saucisses. Vous êtes un peu chapeau, ils ont du tasseau, ils ont du boudin, ils ont des gratons, ils ont du fromage de tête de cochon et tout ça vous a deux. Là, pas de ça, parce que là, vous, si vous êtes gonné à la pêche, faire un petit tour à la pêche, vous pouvez acheter vos appâts là en K&B Grocery, which is west de Lincoln Road. Ils sont ouverts 7 jours par semaine pour être à votre service.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about Lash LaRue coming to Ville Platte, Charlie?
Yes.
We had someone drop off a picture. We have a copy of a picture. And this is a very young Miss Marilyn Dupre. She was 9 years old when Lash LaRue came to visit here in Ville Platte. I'm not sure which movie house it was. Was it the Platte?
The Platte Theater.
In 1946, and here is Lash LaRue dressed up in his black cowboy. I wish we could show it on, of course, we can't show it on the radio. Maybe we can put it on the internet, Charlie, and have that. There's Lash LaRue smiling with that little girl.
Lash LaRue.
The only thing is, I wish they would show his bull whip. I know he's famous with it for his whip.
Not with a child.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But it's just
that was his trademark.
That one picture, though, Mark, maybe the next picture that they'll give you, it might be him with his whip.
Yeah, I heard that he actually demonstrated his whipping technique.
He could zip a cigarette out of the mouth of a man.
He wouldn't do it with me.
He did it. I saw it.
You saw it? You were there?
I saw it being done. No, I'll tell you one thing.
So he actually, you had a cigarette in your mouth and he did it off of you?
Not off of me. No. They picked me up off of the ground before that. But it was done. Talk about brave. That's what you call trust.
Yes.
Especially a man with that long whip. That he's not right as close as you and I. He's way out there. It was a long whip. But, hey, there are people who they'll do anything, but I'm not one of those.
Well, I want to thank Ms. Dupre for sharing that classic picture there with us here at KVPI. That was in 46. How old were you in 46, Charlie?
In 46, let's see, I was like 5 years old. I guess too young to remember this. But it's okay. I remember him later years.
He came later.
Yes, definitely.
363-2124. Give us a phone call.
I don't shout this tip on the family here in Gibbs. She was up for at Suda just prepared for the Ali was it come on a young book on the lips of a lot of tending to party. Is it Namajiki? Is up for two don't at Suda a lot of airbrushing, airbrush tanning. Ma vuoi donne la garda di set a 10 ore e io si usa la garda come si usa che tiene un sole tutto il tempo non si usa che la domande alle fila alle porte le dettagli sulla body wrap e là isa in gros departamento di prison quando si usa per le differenti occasioni per le differenti persone che sa sarà per le articoli religiosi le articoli di beauté le articoli di caffè ou le LSU e le saints e sa vous êtes veut en tout ils ont tout ça en bas la même couverture et là tant que vous êtes là ça peut vous offrir de couper vos cheveux pour tous les membres de la famille. Venez puis visiter avec le family and give votre official Merle Norman headquarters dessus East Lincoln Road. OK?
T'es parlé pour une autre call?
Ah, moi, je suis parlé. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hi, Charlie. This is Marlene Dupree.
Hey, Marlene. How you doing?
I'm doing OK. Now, Mark said it was at the theater in Ville Platte.
Yes.
And he forgot that it was in a theater in Opelousas. It was at the Rose Theater.
Ah, that one was the Rose Theater.
Right.
Uh-huh. So
I missed talking to him yesterday, but I went ahead and left the picture.
We appreciate the
Did you get to witness him actually using the bullwhip?
No, he didn't use the bullwhip that I can remember. Now, this was a long time ago.
Yeah, quite a few years ago.
Yeah, quite a bit. But, like I'm saying, it was in Opelousas. It was in Ville Platte.
Yeah, well, okay.
So, thank you all again, and keep up the good work.
Thank you for sharing that picture with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So it was in Opelousas, the Rose Theater.
I've never heard of the Rose Theater in Opelousas.
Man.
But
I should have asked her exactly where that theater was located.
There's a lot of things that I don't know about Opelousas that I should know, I guess. Anyway, we appreciate Marlene giving us a call.
Charlie, do you know what happened? Are you still coffee?
Meh.
It's coming. It's coming. I think it's on the way, Charlie. You know what happened today in 1876, Charlie? Was that a good year for you?
1876?
Yes.
I guess it was a good year. I don't know.
And Gros Bataille.
And Bataille à coup de chapeau?
No. It was a big battle in Montana at a place called the Little Bighorn. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, yes. Read about it.
Indian Chief Crazy Horse won the two-hour battle of the Little Bighorn, wiping out Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer.
Uh-huh.
Custer, who led the battle against the Sioux Indians, was among the 200 casualties. The only survivor among all of Custer's forces was a horse named Comanche.
I think
they made a movie about
yeah.
that.
Oh, my God, get that on Zoom, Miss Becky. Merci beaucoup. Il est fraîche. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Merci, Becky.
All right. Thank you, Miss Becky. And, you know, we just talked about Mr. Custer. Here's an old song that might ring a bell to you.
Hey, Mr. Justice, I don't want to go. Hey, Mr. Justice, please don't let me go.
That's That's an oldie goldie, Mr. Custer from Larry Byrne. And we want to acknowledge Mr. Hildre Hill, who came by right when I started that song, who just brought some delicious boudin.
The battle of the bulge.
And Charlie's tasting some of that boudin right now as we speak. C'est bon, Charlie.
Et le café est chaud, et il est bon, et il est fraîche, et merci, Becky.
So the coffee's good, the boudin's good.
Yep, and I think you are going to spare me for 1 minute so I can enjoy my coffee.
Yeah, so you can sample some of that boudin and that coffee. Let's talk about the Bonne Nouvelle. Good news about people, places, and things in Evangeline Parish. Publisher Bobby Dardo says there's more good news than bad news, and that's the reason why he has been so successful through these many years with one of the best publications in our area, the Bonne Nouvelle. And we'd like to call it a printed version of La Tasse de Café. If you like our radio show that's heard twice a week, you'll fall in love with the Bonne Nouvelle, because we like to call it a printed version of La Tasse de Café. So call Bobby Dardo right now, 363-6692, and sign up for a year subscription to the Bonne Nouvelle, because it'd be nice to have some good news coming into the mailbox instead of bad news each and every day or each and every week, or bad news in the form of bills. You can get a nice publication every month with good news. It's a great gift for any occasion, and while you're signing up for the Bonne Nouvelle, be sure to ask Bobby Dardo about his photo restoration service. If you have had a chance to look at that photo album or that shoebox that's jam-packed full of old photographs that are getting in bad shape, don't let them deteriorate any further. Bring them over to Bobby Dardo at his studio at the Bonne Nouvelle, and with the aid of his computer technology, he can restore them, those old photographs, and make them look like they were taken yesterday. But don't take our word for it. Bring them by and let Bobby show you his before and after examples right there in his store. Even if they're scratched or faded or torn, he can totally restore them. That's another great service that Bobby offers, and he's waiting to hear from you right now. Give Bobby a call, 363-6692, for his photo restoration service, and be sure to sign up for the Bonne Nouvelle, 363-6692, and tell Bobby that you heard this message on KVPI La Tasse de Café.
Hi, Mark. Café, bonjour.
Thank you.
Merci, Hill. That
it hit the spot, Charlie.
Yes, especially for someone who hadn't had breakfast yet. So thank you, and thank you, Becky, for that cup of coffee. Yeah, now come on, set yourself. You set on ready.
All right.
You finally put out there. Now, the phone call.
You're in second gear now, Charlie.
All right. And I've been there. And I not phone call.
No.
Not that phone call.
Waiting for another call.
Some tu want you on door me as matin. Je pense ils ont peur. Parce que ça fait chaud dehors, mais ça fait pas chaud ici dedans.
Non, non.
Et ça fait pas chaud, you, si vous êtes assis à faire nous écouter, je suis presque sûr de ça. Ça fait donner nous autres corps, on s'ennuie, on veut charrer. Et on a que différentes choses en idée de chez ça ici, là, de, et on n'a pas de discussion dessus les bâtons et dessus les différents moyens de prononcer la parole stick. Non?
All I know is bâton, Charles, that's all I would say. I don't know.
On va avoir un autre corps avant ça finit. But in the meantime, comment je suis allé pour le Ardman's Funeral Home après vous servir dans cette communauté et notre famille depuis en 1938? Alors, ils sont beaucoup fiers d'être une partie de la communauté. Et Laure et son staff veulent prendre cette fierté, c'est ici. Et ça veut vous inviter de venir et visiter en Ardman Funeral Home et voir leur nouveau facilité qui a été remodelé dernièrement. Il a été bien renouvelé, ça regarde joli. Il y a une nouvelle chapelle, un nouveau stateroom et une chambre pour les enfants jouer. Tandis que vous avez pu user des facilités à le temps de les services. Et en parlant des services, un autre service ça peut vous offrir, c'est des plans d'arrangement d'avance pour les enterrements, un pre-arranged funeral plan. Et puis, discutez votre plan avec vos autres, et vos autres, ils vont vous donner tous les détails, comment ça peut être fait, et tout ça, toutes les questions peuvent être répondues. Vous allez venir et puis charler avec le staff en Ardman Funeral Home. Et n'oubliez pas, ils sont capables de parler en français et en anglais en civil. Et ils ont une location à Mamou en civil. À Mamou, vous appelez les appeler à 4, 6, 8, 5, 2, 3, N. Et ils étaient à la vie plate à 3, 6, 3, 2, N, 8, N.
Je ne connais pas qui avec le phone. We were getting some great conversation and then it just died. So let's get some phone calls. And if you're listening anywhere in our listening area, give us a call. 337-363-2124 and tell us what's on your mind. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to talk about the Viande Bouconnée, the Smoked Meat Festival, or talk about anything else that's on your mind.
Well, the 4th of July is approaching.
Yeah, the 4th of July.
And we're
urging everyone to be sure to fly your flags. We need to show a little bit more patriotism, I think, Charlie. Fly your flags.
And the 4th of July is going to be when?
C'est un dimanche.
Ça va être dimanche qui prochain? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday will be July 4th.
Dimanche prochain. Et il y a un tas de business, je pense qu'il va être appelé Cérébel le 5.
Le lundi,
je suis ici, spécialement les business de gouvernement et tout ça, les offices de gouvernement. On a ça prend un pet d'extra.
C'est pas les fois de notre call?
Ah oui, allons-y, allez, bonjour, qui tu parles? Hello, you're on air. Mais je crois qu'ils ont give up.
Gave up already, so call us up, and when they put you on hold, just hold on, and we'll try to get to you as soon as we can, Charlie. Another call.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Something here.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking about the flag. I think we should show the flag every day, not just for July 4th.
I agree with you.
I think we should fly our flag and show the people and the world that we really believe in the United States of America.
In fact, that we are the United States of America.
We are. The people are the United States of America.
Yes.
Veterans, past veterans, non-veterans, whatever, you know. And people tend to forget, you know, how good a country we have. And some people just forget and take it for granted, you know. Not forget, maybe, but they take it for granted. But I think we should fly our flags every day.
Yes.
So, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Hill.
Thank you, Hill.
He's already on the road this morning.
You got another call, Charlie.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. This is Steven over here.
Yes, sir.
We were talking about Nauru, the king of your project, you said, in 1946.
Now, that was Albuses.
Albuses. Oh, yeah, that's right, Albuses. Then, John Wayne never made an appearance in Bill Platt. I knew Albuses, or Bill Platt or something.
Not to my knowledge, but that doesn't mean he didn't. But I think we would have heard from him by now.
Yeah.
And what about any other popular, you know?
You know, the Bowery Boys came.
Okay.
We had different people that come over the years, yes.
And I think we discussed Tarzan's come over here. Johnny Weissmuller's come.
Oh, okay. I didn't know those people before my time. I didn't know those people.
I would say so.
Yeah. I John Wayne lived until I was up here.
Yeah.
So I didn't know these people.
You don't remember Tarzan, Johnny Weissmuller?
No, I don't remember him at all. He must have died before I was born.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of the faults of being young, Stephen. Yes, but anyway, their memories live on that subject, and they were.
He must be gone a good while.
Yeah, I think he died. I think he died in the '70s.
Yeah.
I was a little kid though.
Okay, well, we appreciate your call, Stephen. All right.
Another call.
Hey, bonjour, Kitty Paul.
Bonjour, Charlie. It's Charlene O'Connor. How you doing?
Hey, Charlene.
Good to hear y'all on the radio this morning, enjoying the toss.
Oh, my goodness. Butter, butter, butter.
Butter, that's right. Listen, Mr. Charlie, I called y'all going back to the 4th of July. My son and I were going to Bucky one day, and we, of course, went to Hesma because we went to another place. And in that little town, out of Hesma, we were so impressed. As tiny as it is, they had flags the week before the 4th of July. July through the 4th of July, on every post that you would pass or every other post, they had decorated it beautifully. And I said, well, you know, it'd be nice if Bill Platt could afford to do something like that. And years ago, I don't know if y'all remember, my son was, I guess, maybe 12, 13. The fire department, and I think the city, I'm sure it was them all together, they did a big fireworks display at the veteran's home. Do y'all remember that? One 4th of July?
Not really.
That was many, many years ago, but we had taken my son to see it, and they had people from all over, and my cousin Dwayne LaFleur, that has that little shop down the south, he was there with his wife and his two little kids at the time. We had all had such a good time. It was really nice.
Now, the 4th of July, when that they used to have the big political speeches and they had the big parade and stuff in Buffalo?
That was usually around the courthouse, but this was a fireworks display. But I remember the political speeches because I was a kid at the time, and my daddy would bring me with him. This went on until, probably until after I grew up and got married, and then it, you know, started dwindling down somewhere in the 70s. We didn't have that anymore. The last one I remember was when Dr. Tossell was running for senator, and that was something else.
We used to have quite a few colorful, to use the word colorful, candidates.
That's right, absolutely. And Jimmy Davis, I remember when he had come to the courthouse.
Ah, he came in singing You Are My Sunshine.
Yes, and then it was all over now after the election. That was really good. Travis loved that.
And then we had Uncle Earl, of course.
Yeah, well, that I was a little young to remember that.
He was a show in itself.
I'm sure he was. I know the history books about the Longs, Louisiana history, it was quite colorful and quite entertaining. When my son was in eighth grade at Sacred Heart, they had the Louisiana history, and he couldn't get enough of it. He'd come home every day to tell us what Miss Julia had taught him. Well, listen, y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Shirley.
And Mark, like Mr. Audley said, terrific job on everything.
Thank you.
Stay cool.
You.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. Stay cool.
Another call, Charlie.
All right, bonjour, kitty pie. Hello? Anybody home?
They gave up, Charlie. Don't hang up when we put you on hold. We'll try to get to you as soon as we can. 363-2124. The phone lines are back open. Give us a call, Charlie.
They may have been outside waving their flag. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Buffett.
Hey, Mr. Buffett.
I believe that lady that was just talking, that was for the bicentennial in 76.
Yeah, that's when the fireworks took place?
At the Teenage Center.
All right.
And they had a big one. And they had a few speeches and stuff.
Okay.
Then when it got dark, they had the fireworks on that well.
All right. That was in 1976.
4th of July.
4th of July. All right, bud.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Another call.
All right. Bonjour. Kitty Paz.
Charlie, it's me again.
Hey.
Okay, that fireworks Charlene's talking about, we had it at the veterans' home. I think what happened there, the insurance got so high. I think it's Mr. Rinell was the fire chief at the time, and he had set it up on the empty lots, you know, and all that good stuff, on the veterans' home, and it was a beautiful thing. But I think we the insurance was getting so outrageous that they had to quit. So that's how come the fireworks are no longer available.
The liability was
liability
was too high.
If I remember right, that's what happened.
All right, Mr. Hill, we appreciate the input.
Okay.
Good.
363-2124.
But you know, now let's see on this over here. We had an article about that, about the fireworks in our 7:30 news from the fire marshal's office. Let's see. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
And speaking of the fireworks, I'm starting to see the tents of all these fireworks places already going up.
Yes.
For the 4th of July.
Let's see. Where did I? Okay. Have a safe holiday.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, the state fire marshal has recommended that we attend professional public fireworks displays.
Instead of shooting the fireworks.
Like around Bill Platt, we don't have public fireworks displays.
I think Mamu has one. I'm not sure, but I know every year that Mamo used to have one.
Mamo has it for one occasion. I'm not sure whether it's the 4th of July or when.
Yeah, but I know they've been having it every year.
But, you know, I was looking at them, and they were talking about the injuries and everything else, and they were saying even sparklers, which are considered by many as to be harmless, can reach temperatures in excess of 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
So it can burn some people.
Ça c'est pour sûr. But like I'm saying on this, the State Farm Marshal recommending public fireworks displays on this, but we don't have that.
Not here in Gold Plain. And on call, Charlie.
Et bonjour, Kitty Pond.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Audley again.
Yes, Audley.
Jimmy Davis. Did he try to climb the steps of the state capitol on his white horse?
Yes, sir. I don't know the details, but he did attempt it.
Did he actually get to the top?
I don't remember the whole details on that, Audley. But let me tell you something. It takes a man brave to get on his horse and trust his himself on his horse with all those steps going up to the state capitol.
Yeah, and going back down is just as bad.
I would think it'd be worse.
Yeah, right. Because I agree with you.
Because I don't think that horse has a reverse on it.
No, not likely.
But maybe someone can give us a buzz and help us out, bail us out on this. But there
would be appreciated.
I think I know someone that was actually there who might be listening, and maybe we can get him to call us.
Well, let's hope so.
I would hope so we could settle this.
There you go.
Thank you, Arthur. Yeah. Good.
All right, 363-2124.
So, Mark.
We've discussed this before, Charlie, and I think that we had someone call us who's one of our regular contributors who said that he was there for the inauguration of Jimmy Davis with his horse. So maybe if he's listening, he'll give us a call.
Would you attempt to ride your horse?
No. First of all, I don't ride horses, but even if I did, I wouldn't even try it.
Would you trust your horse to go up
all those steps? No.
Maybe one.
5G2.
Maybe one or two, but that's dangerous because that's marble, or it's slick. It's a slick surface, and no, I won't go there.
We should have asked Buffy that. And I know Buffy's a horseman for many, many years, and I asked him if he would have taken his horse and go up there.
Well, maybe Buffy can give us a call back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, let me talk about another place of business, Mark. Yes, I see Doug Ashley, Building Materials, ici dans le Biplat. Ils ont différentes locations en Sud-Ouest, la région, pour mieux servir le monde. Ils en ont un ici dans le Biplat, dans Parkview Plaza Shopping Center, ou du Nord-Ouest de la Biplat. La place, you see, Steve Butler et tout son crew est beaucoup anxieux de s'asseoir et discuter votre besoin. Ça vous donne une idée pour faire ce job étant plus un plaisir pour faire. Ça va pas être en tant comme un job. Et ça, c'est pour renouveler et faire des affaires, mettre les affaires ensemble dans la maison ou autour de la maison ou autour de l'hangar ou comme ça vous entend. Vous savez pas bâtir une maison neuve? Nous autres, ils sont parés pour être à votre service n'importe qui, pour n'importe quelle occasion, ça vous donne une idée. Mais venez puis discuter votre plan avec Steve Buller et tout le crew en Doug Ashley Building Materials, Parkman Plaza Shopping Center, ici à la ville Plante, avec une location Rain, Nouvelle-Ébérie, Pombro et deux locations Lafayette. OK, Mark.
Qui parle pas dans le temps,
all right.
Donc, qui parle pour les autres.
Pas pour les autres encore.
Not for us, Charlie.
Ça, c'est toi, t'as fait research, t'en as fait. Attendu, je vais te donner une minute pour toi te mettre ensemble about tes idées de chez ici. Attendu, je parle pour le B&S Grocery. B&S Grocery, c'est de la vie de plate, avec Scott Dupré, son staff, pour faire penser mon, les spéciales et Red Hot. On avait parlé pour le cadre de Juliette, on parle pour le festival La Viande de Bouconnet et tout ça. Mais ça peut venir et puis chape avec nos autres, c'est en B&S Grocery. Pour avoir l'agrément, on dit qu'on va faire chape, c'est bien aisé. comme ça devient. Parce que les personnels, là, est beaucoup anxieux d'être à votre service. Ils sont là pour vous servir. Ça veut vous servir. Et ça vous offre des spéciales comme ceci. Ça peut vous offrir des ribeyes, des numéros 1, sans dossier. Ça, c'est tout le ribeye en gros. 5,79 sur la livre. Aussi, le bréché sans dossier. Ça, c'est N89 la livre. Ah, ça, c'est, on va se prendre encore N99 sur la livre, 199. Et ensuite, le Chuck Ross sans dossier, 2,39 sous. Et ensuite, le Family Pack, ça, c'est les cuisses ou les hanches de poulet, 89 sous la livre. Le riz Cajun Country, 20 livres pour 9,89 sous. Et notre charge, on va faire pour 500 et délais, c'est ouvert 7 jours par semaine. On s'y peut servir du gaz ou du diesel par Chevron de n'importe qui tombe 24 heures par jour. On va acheter votre auto, Powerball, Scratch Ticket, tout en B&S Grocery, East Main, en coin du chemin, ça t'y va à Los Belec.
Says Jimmy Davis was born to a sharecropping couple in a little town called Beach Springs in Jackson Parish. His family was so poor that Jimmy did not have a bed in which to sleep in until he was 9 years old.
Whoa.
You know, and he was elected governor later on.
That's in North Louisiana.
Somewhere in North Louisiana.
And that was around Jonesboro.
I guess, Charlie. Je pense ça.
Okay.
I'm not familiar up there.
Okay. Qui d'autre t'as trouvé? T'as pas trouvé?
I'm still looking for the horse.
T'as pas trouvé le cheval encore, hein?
I'm still looking up.
Look on this over here.
Still looking.
The horse is there. You just gotta find him. The horse is in hiding. But I tell you what, Mark, tu veux appeler notre partner?
I already talked to him. I have to do it myself because he's occupé, Charlie.
Il est occupé.
That's it.
Il est peut-être en vacances.
No, il est occupé. He told me that he can't
get...
Exactly. We want to invite everyone to come on in and visit with me. Mr. Yo, Blake, Happy Blake over at Blake's Pharmacies. And you know what? He wants to, again, he told me this morning, Charlie, to thank everyone. They were very, very busy all last week for everyone buying those Father's Day gifts. And a lot of people bought LSU merchandise, New Orleans Saints merchandise. They bought those hard-to-find name-brand colognes for dear old dad. And don't forget those Happy Blake's fun caps. You got to see these fun caps. If you're looking for a new hairdo, a new look, for men and women, they come in different designs and different hairstyles and colors. And they're selling like hotcakes. The Happy Blake's fun caps available only at Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur in South Chitanya, a full line of gifts for all occasions. And don't forget, my friends, at this time of the year, a lot of people are doing a lot of outdoor activities, fishing and camping. And if you get bitten by bugs, poison ivy, hay fever from the pollen, we invite you to visit with Happy Blake and the Happy personnel for a lot of over-the-counter remedies to help relieve the symptoms from those bug bites, the poison ivy, the hay fever. And when you go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription, take it with full confidence to have it filled with a registered pharmacist at Blake's Pharmacies on MacArthur and South Chitanya here in Ville Platte.
Okay, Mark. You know, I heard you using, and I use the same term, but I'm only wondering the origin of selling like hotcakes. What's the relationship between selling and hotcakes? Do you know?
I have no idea, Charlie.
Because I've heard that term, and that term has been used for years. It's one of those. It's just one of those terms that people use, I guess, huh? Has no special meaning, maybe?
Scorny Pomp, we got a phone call.
On a phone call, I know, Shadi. Et bonjour, Kitty Pomp.
Hey, hi, sir. That's me here. Call out, thank you. But by the way, your spot in your town is going to have a new store beside the Fiesta.
Sir, we can't understand what you're saying.
I know, that's in my head. Your sponsor, the store is going to have a similar design.
The Ford Fiesta?
Well, that's what you might want to know. And then I sell like anything other places that they want to go. Mexicans love me all probably. Try to play a little bit of Mexican music. Appreciate it,
Tommy. All right. Good. Thank you.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
No, sir.
363-2124. The phone lines are back open again. Give us a call at 363-2124. The phone lines are back open again. Charlie.
All right. Well, don't do the thing up here. You want Charlie for Sandra Chapman? It's to the crew on Chapman's Dirt Service. Ici de la vie plate. On est moins jeune, et Juliette, Chapman Dirt Service, après avoir un spécial dessus, à table pour remplir la table de fondation. Le Field Dirt, ça s'appelle ça. C'est règlement 8 piastres la yard, et un stade à la permanence offerte pour 6 piastres et demi la yard. Ça, c'est un bon bargain. Ça, c'est bon travail du mois de juillet. J'arrive avec Sandra, Hergé ou Linda à 363-786-1 pour tous les détails. Chapman Dirt Service peut vous délivrer les grands bois. Limestone, la terre, du topsoil, du sable, ça vous veut que ça soit dans la ville ou en dehors de la ville. En fait, ils sont parés parce que ils ont les trucks, ils ont les machineries, et ils ont les hommes tout pour faire le job. Ça peut se prendre votre terre ou les gravois, ça va vous donner. On peut faire l'ouvrage avec le backhoe. Ça peut vous installer des jardins sur votre propriété aussi. Ça fait, on va vous dire qui. Ça vaut la peine de contacter Mme Sandra Chapman. Là, c'est lundi au vendredi, 8h jusqu'à 5h. Et le samedi, c'est 8h jusqu'à 2h. Free estimate, et ils ont 5 tracteurs valables pour vous donner divers services. Ça, c'est le Chapman Search Service, 363-7861. OK, Mark?
363-2124, the phone lines are back open again. You know, speaking of Jimmy Davis, I'd like to know how many copies of You Are My Sunshine had been sold through the years. He used to sing that everywhere he'd go.
Oh, yes.
That was his signature song.
Oh, yes. That was his theme song.
And wasn't that the name of his horse? Wasn't his horse named Sunshine?
Something like that, yep. And then the famous Sunshine Bridge.
Yeah.
Did you ever go on the Sunshine Bridge? Yep. How did he say that? The bridge to nowhere?
Now, where is the bridge located at, Charlie?
The bridge is located down below Donaldsonville. Crosses the Mississippi.
And that bridge goes where?
Well, that for a long time, the term used was the bridge to nowhere. It was not connected to any major roads. It was just a bridge that was built by the Jimmy Davis administration on this. Beautiful bridge.
It's nice. You've
That's been years ago, but yes.
Got a phone call, Charlie.
All right. Hey, bonjour, Kitty Pong.
This is Buffy again.
Hey, Buffy.
Did Jimmy Davis climb the courthouse steps with his horse?
The Capitol steps.
Yeah. But he didn't ride him to come down.
He didn't, huh?
I don't believe. Because I climbed the courthouse in our blues with mine. And I didn't ride him to come down.
You mean to tell me you climbed the steps at the Opelousas courthouse?
I was invited to ride with a bunch of queens one year for the Yamberley. And afterwards, they put us a reception and they put the queens on the top. And we had to walk up there and give them some flowers.
Uh-huh.
So everybody had rode in horseback, we're all holding the horses. When they called my name out, I just walked up, I rode the horse up the steps.
Mr. Buffy.
But I knew better to try to come down.
There's no reverse on those horses, though.
There's no brakes. A railroad track and the courthouse step is the most slipperiest place.
And I'll tell you what.
And the blacktop in Via Platte if you get on it.
That is not very safe, huh?
Nope.
It would be better to pop firecrackers than ride on that slick blacktop. All right, Buffy. Thank you. All right, we didn't know that about Buffy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he said he didn't. So how did that horse get back down?
Well, I guess they led the horse down, but I wouldn't want to have been the one to lead the horse back down.
Whoa! Yeah.
So we're picking up some bits of information here this morning, Mark.
Let's talk about another fine sponsor while we wait for another phone call at 363-2124. Hey, the next time you need home medical equipment, remember to choose Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales. Remember, you've got the right to choose your home medical provider. Tell your doctor that you want to get your medical equipment from one of the fastest growing home medical dealers in our area, home owned and operated by Mr. Gary Brignac. Gary offers you more than 23 years of experience in the home medical business. And you know what? He is standing by the phone right now waiting to hear from you. 468-3722, right there in Mamou on 6th Street. Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales offers you a full line of home medical equipment like scooters, lift chairs, oxygen, hospital beds, wheelchairs, tube feeding supplies, and a full line of diabetic supplies. And Gary wants to remind everyone listening on La Tosta Cafe, if your scooter or wheelchair is not, or motorized wheelchair is not working properly and you need some repair work, call Gary up right now at 468-3722. He'll be glad to come to your home, whether it's right here in Ville Platte or maybe in Pine Prairie, maybe Eunice, Bazile, Church Point, Crowley, Chatanya, wherever you might be listening in. Give him a call, 468-3722, and he can repair that wheelchair or scooter to work like a brand new again. And in most cases, it will not cost you a penny because Medicare will cover all of the expenses. Tell Gary that you heard this message on KVPI, La Tosta Cafe, 468-3722. That's Gary Brignac and all the friendly Cajuns over at Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, 6th Street in Mamou.
Okay, Mark. You know, my mind was wandering away on this over here and thinking about how it's hot outside and all of this over here. It brought back the memories of when we were young. At this time of the year, you know, our papas were all cotton farmers mostly. And they were glad to see this dry, hot, dry weather because it would make that cotton just pop open like popcorn, we'd say. And what was it ever hot to go pick that cotton?
Let me ask you a question, Charlie. Is it actually hotter now than it was when you were a little boy picking that cotton? Or is it because we're just so used to the air conditioner that it's not really any hotter than it was 50 years ago?
Well, I'll tell you what. I would say that it was hot then. But we did not have air conditioning to come to in the afternoons when we'd finish picking our cotton or when we'd leave the fields on this over here. And we'd generate our own, a hand fan, an old cardboard. Mm-hmm. While we'd go to work, and we had some strong wrists at those days, Mark, because we'd fan ourselves to sleep, much less anything else that we would attempt to do. Oh, we had fans in the latter years, but when you didn't have fans was the years when you didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
On this. How could you have fans when you had no electricity? It was hot in those years too, Mark. I don't say it was hotter now than it is then, or then versus now. I wouldn't say that, but boy, I do know it's hot. And right now, the thing is that later in the afternoons, the later it goes, the hotter it gets. Did you ever notice that later in the afternoons? And what gets me on this, I usually go home after work and start cutting grass. Okay? Usually when I finish cutting grass, when it's later in the late in the evening, is when the breeze starts popping up and it starts cooling off. It usually aggravates the heck out of me, but I'll never learn.
Uh-huh.
But if I wait too late, I'll never finish. But in the meantime, if we don't have any phone calls waiting.
Waiting for another call, Charlie.
We have another word that we want to talk about. The Jerry's Furniture. This is called East Floral Street at Eunice. Jed Riviere et tout son staff, après vous offrir des vrais bons bargains, monsieur le député, des noms des beaucoup fondeurs comme Ashley, Broyhill, Pulaski, Riverside et Liberty. Et aux autres, ça veut dire qu'ils ont un grand département, une grosse section de Lazy Boy. Pas juste d'être dans les records, ils ont toute qualité de Lazy Boy pour vous offrir. Ils ont une grosse section, à Youssef, vous pouvez choisir le set de ma classe, vous êtes à peu garder pour par s'il n'est pas stupide. Aux autres, ils sont là pour être à votre service, ils sont là pour être à votre aide, et ils sont contents de vous voir arriver, ils sont contents d'être à votre service, des succès ici. Mais puis, ayez le plaisir de shop à votre aide, comme dans votre shop, on Jerry's Furniture. Ça, c'est à 1050 East Laurel. Ça peut vous délivrer, c'est sans charger rien d'être stylé. The Jerry's Furniture, that's the highway 190 à Eunice, à cette bout du est de Eunice, en sortant du chemin des Appalachians. Appelez-les à 457-4272.
On a un non-call, Charlie.
All right, et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Monsieur Jerry, bonjour.
Yes, sir.
Comment ça va, Fontaine?
Ça va beaucoup bien.
On a
beaucoup d'actions,
mais vous avez une chambre, during the, during those days that we picked cotton and everything else.
Yeah.
And not only cotton, we hold potato cover rolls and everything else.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, it did seem that like those days, kind of like you were saying when I go there, maybe we could, we got used to that air conditioning and everything. And today we don't have that air conditioning.
Oh, hope you know.
And we thought it was a potato farm over here at Tom Curry.
Yeah.
And, boy, them rolls,
seemed
like we'd never get to the end of it.
Uh-huh. And it seemed like there was steam to come out of that ground when you were digging.
Oh, Lord, yes. I broke that cotton sack on my back, too.
We all went through it, and we're all alive, and we're all able to talk about it.
Exactly.
And we appreciate the cool air, like where we are right now. We're sitting in the cool air here in the control room.
Yeah, you're that.
And I hate to leave to go outside because it's like walking into an oven.
Yeah, it's like I went to cut my grass about 6:30 this morning.
Ooh.
Hurry up and get out of the hot air.
You could. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
I could late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I like to rest early in the morning.
I'm kind of like you, though. I don't know what the sun is. You know, I get out there and then I'll survive for that, but then, you know. I do it if I have to, you know.
Very.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Mark, it's just like last Saturday, I was doing some odd jobs around the place. And now, when I went in during the afternoon, my wife said, what's the matter? I said, well, I've run out of jobs to do in the shade. Run out of shade. And run out of jobs, so I had to come in. Otherwise, I'd have been a pixelé.
Why do they call it an odd job? What's so odd about the jobs that you do, Charlie?
It's sort of like selling like hotcakes.
And where did that term come about?
I don't know. The odd jobs. I guess it's some little bitty honeydew jobs.
Honeydew? No, where did that term come from?
You don't have any honeydew jobs to do at your house?
Oh, I'm married. I know about that.
Okay. Well, we're not going to go any further than that. You know, that comes to the think about it on this over here. This man brought his wife to the doctor, and she was having a problem on this over here, and that she was not well. And he brought her, and the doctor said, "Well, what's going on?" Well, he said, "Well, he said, I'll tell you what." He said, "She's no." The doctor examined her. And he said, well, your wife is losing her mind. Well, he said, Doc, he says, what else is new? He said, what do you mean, what else is new? Well, he said, she's been giving me a piece of her mind ever since we got married. So he said, she had to run out of mind all of a sudden, too. I screwed that one up.
But that's good. But I got the gist of it.
All right. Ça c'est bon. On va faire facile du monde. Ça va avec le territoire. Odd jobs. Mowing the lawn. It might be like watering the flowers or something like this. Something that we don't like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Something we like to put off, but we do it anyway. So anyway, Mark, it's been a real pleasure this morning. It's been fun. We haven't had many phone calls, but we appreciate being with y'all.
Yeah,
5e vrai plaisir. Comme c'est tous les vendredis matins, je suis ici, on va dire ça ici, qu'on a été amené à vous à travers les compliments de The Brown's Furniture, Hardware Funeral Home, Assured Home Medical Rental and Sales, Family Hair and Gifts, Jerry's Furniture, Hardware Salvage, Long LJ Chapman Dirt Service, B&S Grocery, Bon Nouvelle, Blake's Pharmacy, John Gashy Building Materials, et K&B Grocery. Et je vais vous dire qui vont, on va vous souhaiter de vous voir tout le festival de la viande du Conin, qui va commencer après-midi. Et on vous souhaite tout un bon week-end. Ayez un bon temps et on va vous recharger encore vendredi prochain. Et n'oubliez pas, Jim et Mark va être là mercredi pour la tasse de café.
Et tu peux écouter la station radio KVPI AM 650, KVPI FM 92.5. C'est 9h et restez tunés pour la musique. Tu peux venir Classic Country sur AM, Swamp Pop sur FM. Au revoir, mes amis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mike DeCara. President Obama thanking lawmakers this morning for completing a sweeping overhaul of the nation's banking regulations.
The reforms making their way through Congress will hold Wall Street accountable, so we can help prevent another financial crisis like the one that we're still recovering from.
The deal sets up a warning system for financial risks and creates a Consumer Protection Bureau. Senate Democrats have fallen 3 votes shy of extending jobless benefits to the long-term unemployed. Republicans block the measure. They say it's too costly. The cleanup continues, but it's an uphill battle along the Gulf Coast beaches dealing with thick, oozing globs of oil from that blown-out well. The massive oil slick now threatening Mississippi's barrier islands. And he's only 19, but John Wall is the newest NBA multimillionaire, going first in last night's draft to the Washington Wizards. It's a net gain for Reebok, too, inking Wall to a $25 million sneaker contract. I'm Mike Vaccara, NBC News Radio.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-747-0319. That's 1-800-747-0319. 1-800-747-0319.
So despite what our competitors keep saying, fact is, we saved people so much money that over 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year.
Amazing! That's why every person in the city of Los Angeles switching to Geico.
Wait, you got the whole city of Los Angeles to switch to Geico?
No, sir, you misunderstood.
It's incredible. Wonder if we could rename it something like Geicoopolis.
I don't think
Geicoopolis.
Well, that does have a nice ring to it, sir.
Join over 4 million drivers who switch when you get a free rate quote at Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you like warm up
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Home of the Sun Wolf in Louisiana Swamp Pot Museum. You're listening to Solid Gold Friday on Oldies 92.5 KBPI.
Good friend Tommy McLean, before I grow too old, good morning Acadiana, welcome in to Swamp Pop Friday, my favorite day of the week. We get to play all that great Louisiana Swamp Pop music all day long. You can hear us right here on KBPI FM, and you know what, you can also hear this great programming on your cell phone. All you have to do, any cell phone, in fact, even your landline phone, just call 381-2001. We are always as near to you as your cell phone. And if you're at work, a lot of people listen to us at work on their computer by going to our website at oldies925.com and just click on the jukebox. In the upper right-hand corner, there's the jukebox that says click here or listen live. Click that on, and within a matter of a few seconds, you'll hear our programming begin. And you know what? We don't charge you. We don't charge anybody to listen to our programming. It's absolutely free. It is 9:07 as we continue with more great swamp pop music. Here's a rare recording from one of the greats in Louisiana swamp pop music, and I'm talking about Guitar Junior. Here's Guitar Junior and Broken Hearted Rolling Tears.
Through the night and through the day.